Hello, lovely people, and welcome to my podcast, Gems with M. I am your host, Michelle Donald, and today's topics are working out, Eminem versus the game beef, renters insurance, Labor Day, stop offering help if you can't provide it, recruiters nowadays, Tiffany Haddish, pranking nowadays, gaming in 2022, cystic fibrosis, Alaska breaking away, getting taxed for two states, loans and grants, and men's mental health. All right, let's go ahead and jump to the topic. I know y'all have been missing since probably August 8th. You know, been working like hell. Your girl been working doubles and been making that scroll, you know, making that good money. But now it's time I pull back a little bit and, you know, on my off days actually put into going ahead and, you know, releasing these podcast episodes. Because I got topics and stuff that I've been wanting to talk about that's been building, that's actually been building the hell up. And I hate that. Also, I want to give a shout out to Spice Bay for the stories that she wrote. That's my girl. You know, she wrote the story Through the Storm, and she wrote Aftermath. Y'all go check her out on Twitter. Check out her books. They're on Amazon. You can shop, shop, shop. She got a link in her bio on Twitter. Check out Spice Bay 1. She is a dope-ass artist. She's cool. She's down to earth. Y'all go check her out. But without further ado, let's get into this topic. Okay, working out. I feel like as far as working out goes, it should be a consistent thing. You should always want to push yourself to be better than you were the day before. That's honestly how I feel. You should continuously push yourself. If not pushing yourself, push yourself even further than need to be pushed. Because I'm noticing people haven't really been pushing themselves like that, and we get into this mode where we become stagnant. We don't want to work out. We don't want nobody telling us how to eat. And it's not, you don't have to diet to get the right body or frame for yourself. It's really a consistency thing. It's really grounding yourself to do it, pushing yourself to do it consistently, you know, 24/7. You don't have to do it every day, but at least, you know, at-home workouts helps as well. So, you know, I will say that. But drive, y'all. Push yourself. Be ambitious to, you know, you see these Instagram models, you see, you know, celebrities, you see their body, even if it is, you know, work they got done, push yourself to where your body can be up to that form or up to that speed so you don't feel like, oh, damn, well, you know, my body ain't built like that, so ain't nobody gonna want me. It's somebody out here for everybody. It's a trillion motherfucking people in the world, probably more than that, but a billion people out here in the world, somebody gonna want you and somebody gonna love you. Next topic, Eminem versus the gang beef. Honestly, everybody knows. If you don't know, I'm going to let you know, I'm a big Eminem fan. I've always been a fan. Win, lose, draw, whatever it is, I'm with Eminem. If it's a track that I don't like, then, you know, I give my opinion on it. But, you know, Eminem, I've been with Eminem since he first came out, since 8 Mile Baby, since the movie, before then. You know, since he was with D12 and all them. Like, just, you know, just the whole repertoire. But the game, I love the game, too, because I was with the game when he first got introduced to Aftermath. But my thing is, why use Eminem, Dr. Dre, 50 Cent, the people that gave you, you know, that helped pave the way for you, that brought you into their record label, or even brought you into their brand, why even start some shit just to kick on some dirt? If you've been had beef with this man, I feel like this. If you have beef with me and I'm in the music industry, baby, I'm not going to argue with you. I'm going to put it in my music. I'm going to put it in my bars. I'm not going to be sitting up here making no fucking slick this and none of that. I'm coming straight for the juggler. I'm going to show you what these bars do. I ain't doing that woofing and all that talking back and forth. I'm going to show you what these bars do. That's the problem when it comes to this music shit. Motherfuckers see somebody else beefing with somebody. If it ain't your fucking beef, stay the fuck out of it. That's for normal, regular day people too. Stay the fuck out of it. It ain't your beef, stay the fuck out of it. All that woofing and jumping and shit ain't got shit to do with you. Stay out people's beef. That be the fucking problem nowadays. Motherfuckers jumping and shit that ain't got shit to do with them. And it's crazy to me. But I fuck with both. I fuck with Eminem and the game, but I feel like it's not respected because you wait until now the so-called beef with these people, like beef with Eminem, Dr. Dre, and them. Like, bro, come on, like, be 100, be for real. You just woofing like that because you mad. And I feel like that is fucking stupid. That's dumb as hell. Then dragging his daughter into it, knowing that shit starts a whole fucking fire within this man. You see what happened to Machine Gun Kelly, you see what happened to other artists. You see how that shit got flatlined because of shit like that. Like, don't, come on, y'all, use your brain. You're gonna use it, do it the right way, you know what I'm saying? Don't do that shit off a whim, you know? Like, that's just stupid to me. Anyway, we're gonna stay on it. Renters insurance. I feel like apartment complexes should include renters insurance. I don't understand why you can include cable, but you cannot include renters insurance. And then you don't even include cable. You have to get your own cable provider, and it's probably one or two crappy-ass providers. Y'all should have a list of providers that's willing to come to your apartment complex if y'all ain't got it fucking rigged up to put motherfucking internet and cable in this bitch, including the phone probably. But for rent insurance, it is mandatory for every apartment complex to have renters insurance. Every tenant is supposed to have renters insurance. The apartment complex, yes, they already have renters insurance. But as a tenant, they should be saying, hey, if you don't get renters insurance, then, you know, we'll credit it to you. That should be included with your fucking rent. I shouldn't be paying renters insurance. Then you want me to go out and get the shit. If you're going to charge me for it, put it on my damn rent. I don't understand that. That's stupid. That shit should be included in the rent. What the fuck? But anyways, you know, I can rant on about that shit for days, but you know how that go. Next topic, Labor Day. Labor Day is supposed to be the day, you know, you're really supposed to be fucking off. I don't understand why we're not off. Labor Day is for you to get your ass a break for real. For the people that works hard 24/7, 7 days out the motherfucking week, 365 days out of the fucking year, you should be able to get to that day off. If not any other day besides the holidays, you should be able to get fucking Labor Day off. And for some reason, excuse me, y'all, because that should tell you how mind-boggled this shit is with people and with the world how it is now. You can't even get fucking Labor Day off. It's called Labor Day. Why in the fuck are we working today? I never understood that. I don't get it. I truly don't. Like, what is the purpose? And the crazy thing is people don't think like this, but think about it this way. You don't use those PTO days. You don't take advantage of your off days. If you was to die, they would replace your ass. You were replaced by the next day. New worker in your spot. Somebody promoted in your spot. And you shouldn't have to think like that, but it's fucked up. Because that's how companies do you nowadays. But I ain't gonna hold it to that on Labor Day. Okay, next topic. Stop offering help if you can't provide it. What I mean by that is if you know by any means you have no means to help this person, or you know you just don't have the funds, whether it's funds, advice, or anything, stop offering the shit if you know you ain't got it. If you know you ain't got a roof to help them put over their fucking head, stop offering that shit. Let them figure that out on their own. They can't figure it out, they come to you. Be honest with them. Don't fucking lie to them. Hey, look, I ain't got no room in my spot. I can't help you. You know, I'm here if you need someone to talk to. Or my favorite, if you know you ain't got advice to give them, you know you ain't got money to be giving out, and, you know, and expecting them to give back, then don't fucking give it out. That's how y'all be burning bridges, loaning money out, letting people stay in y'all place. Because one, some of these motherfuckers are demons. They carry around spirits and shit. Motherfuckers come in your house terrorizing. It ain't even your shit no more. Now you willing to move out your shit because you done let Nancy, Betsy, and all the other motherfuckers stay in your shit. If you're bringing hell to my house, you're not fucking welcome. And everybody ain't welcome to my goddamn house. You're not staying here. I know I ain't got money. I know I'm tight on money. I'm not offering you no damn money because I ain't fucking got it. You can't get mad at me because I ain't got it? Shit, we just two motherfuckers that ain't got it. If I ain't got no advice to give you because I know it's blunt or harsh, I'm going to still give you the advice. You probably pissed off with me wanting to fight, but baby, we can knuckle your butt, motherfucker. Get bucked like a fucking chicken. That's what you're going to get because you shouldn't ask for my damn advice. I'm never going to stand on my friends, my significant other, nobody wrong. Don't ask me for advice if you don't want the motherfucking truth, because I do not like to lie, because I'm not a liar. And I'm damn sure not going to offer you help, because I've got into that rhythm where me and my husband used to help people so fucking much, it's like it causes problems within the household, because you're taking their problems on as your own, when you shouldn't do that. But that's the type of friends we are, because we love all our friends. But I be damned, because I can't tell you how many fucking scenarios done happen with shit like that. But that's a topic for another day that I have to discuss with y'all. Anyways, next topic, recruiting nowadays. I'm trying to figure out why people done became recruited and then got so shitty with it. I'm confused. Why are you a shitty recruiter? You are, whether it's Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, whatever. Why are y'all so shitty when it comes to recruiting people? Y'all doing shit just for the aspect of getting the goddamn money. Y'all are so lazy, have no fucking drive in recruiting fucking people, and you wonder why nobody want to go in y'all in the fucking that fucking branch of the military. I kid you not. I've been out of high school about 11, 12 years almost now, and I can't tell you how many shitty fucking recruiters I done fucking had. since then. I've been trying to get in the military since I turned 18. Scored high on ass VAP and everything. And you know what I got? Excuses. Oh, the score lines are not matching up. Oh, this and that. You ain't got this, that. And then I do X, Y, Z to do that. And then I know I'm a thick girl because it runs in my jeans. My mama's thick. I'm a fucking thick. My sister's thick. I know I'm not going to make weight, but I'm going to make tape. That's all that fucking matters. Why in the fuck ain't you sending me off? I'll tell you why you ain't sending me off. Because you don't fucking want to. You want to throw me in whatever MOS you want to throw me in, and I ain't going for it. That's how some of y'all get fucked up. Y'all go for any fucking MOS out here just to say you in the military. I'm not fucking doing it. I ain't doing it. I damn sure ain't. Kiss my ass. Not doing it. Just cause you trying to get your little percentage or bonus or whatever the fuck you finna get, don't mean I'm finna go in just cause your ass want this money. I want money too, but damn, if you going into the military for the money aspect and shit, you might as well pick another goddamn job. Yeah, some of y'all go in for the wrong reasons, but you know, to each his fucking own. Next topic, Tiffany Haddish. Now that shit that Tiffany Haddish and Eric Spears, I didn't get to speak on it because it's been 2 months now, but I've been wanting to speak on a lot of shit. That shit was low down. Your ass is, even if it was a skit or it was taken out of content, y'all know as black people, not just black people, just people in general, black people, you know we get shitted on. You know, once some negative shit get put in the media, your name, your whole franchise, everything is fucked up. Accreditation, fucked up. Everything fucked up. Ain't nobody gonna pick you from the roles. No matter what job it is, my black people, we get fucked over. Y'all don't understand that. Then y'all be doing dumb ass shit. You wonder why, oh, don't nobody wanna pick me for a role. Don't nobody wanna pick me for this job. Don't nobody wanna do this for me. Because y'all fuck y'all own name up with some of the stupidest shit that y'all do. Y'all do the dumbest shit. I've seen it. I watched somebody have it all. And people don't understand. When sexual allegations get added into the mix, no one's going to fucking hire you. You are technically like a felony. They treat your ass like you're a predator. You're a pedophile. That's what they consider it as. Once a man... I'm sorry, and I got to go there with this. Once a man gets labeled as a fucking sex offender, ain't nobody picking your ass up. Don't nobody want to deal with you. Ain't nobody gonna want to take you on no jobs. You basically... You're looked at as a scum of the earth. Your whole fucking reputation is fucked up once you get named as a sex offender. That shit is gone. Nobody's gonna touch you. Nobody's gonna be around you. You can't be around certain people, organizations, none of that shit. So be mindful, whether it's man or woman, once you put these sexual allegations out there, stand firm on that shit. Don't lie. Go through with it. Because you already fucked my career up. You fucked my life up. You might as well goddamn just go ahead with the whole nine and slam the damn nail in the bitch. I've never understood why people falsely accuse people. And then when the truth finally come out, now they want to say sorry. Baby, I don't want sorry. I want your ass. I want your life now. You just called me a sex offender. Why the fuck would I want to goddamn be around anybody like that? That called me that or labeled me that or even falsely accused me of some shit like that. Be mindful, y'all. And yes, I take shit like that literal because I have family members that's like that, that have been labeled. You know, I got a family member like that. My dad is labeled a sex offender because of some shit years ago. That shit ain't cool, y'all. That's not funny. And I've had friends lose their careers for shit like that. Motherfucker younger than them or the person older than them with some crazy off the wall shit like that. Whether it was man or female, I done seen people's careers get tarnished because of that shit. And people think shit like that is funny. That's get Tiffany Haddish and Aries in is not respected. And if they get crucified, you should slam the hammer on their ass. Don't goddamn spell people just because they have a notoriety or a stature to their name. Make an example out their asses if it's actually true and you have the actual evidence to back it up. That's my take on that. Pranking out there. Okay, some of y'all, I ain't gonna lie. Some of these TikTok trends with pranking and shit like that, it's cool, whatever. But let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. Talk to you for a second. Any of my electronics or my balloons or any of my shit get towed up, I promise you I'm going to tell you a new asshole. My PS5, my MacBook, any of my belongings, clothing or whatever. I promise to God, you take that prank that far and you fuck with my shit, it's going to take the heavens above and God himself to get me off your ass. Don't touch my shit. Pranking is not what y'all think it is nowadays. Motherfuckers doing shit for a fucking trend. Don't touch none of my shit, because I ain't gonna touch none of your shit. stop playing with these folks' shit. Y'all have pranking folks thinking shit funny. That shit ain't funny. Some of that shit is harmful. You damn nits, why? Stop touching folks. Stop playing. And then some of this shit, that ain't even playing. Y'all been wanting to do some shit like that. Because some of this shit looks real harmful. Y'all pranking to the point y'all fucking up your mental health. You're fucking up other people's shit. You're fucking up your house or belongings and shit that people work hard for. No matter what it is. Some of these pranks need to be cut. That shit is harmful. Y'all doing some shit for some lights when y'all finna fuck around, burn a bridge, or fuck all we, all the shit you work hard for. Motherfuckers set their damn house on fire trying to do a goddamn prank. Motherfuckers throwing people purse belongings away and losing a relationship and about to get their ass beat over a fucking prank for some damn likes. Y'all niggas is goofy as fuck. Goofy as hell. But anyway, I ain't staying on that topic. Next topic. Games of 2022. Okay. We all know the gaming scene ain't the same as it was years ago. And it shows tremendously. I'm just praying that next year, y'all pick the speed up some of these games. Everybody don't want to play a multiplayer game. I do want story. Story over goddamn multiplayer, please. Come on with some more story-based games. Some games that got some good story. I done seen some games crumble because it lacks content for it. Or it lacks, you know, what that bizarre that makes the game makes me be engulfed into the game. I don't get it. Why are we picking multiplayer over a fucking adventure game over a story mode? Prime example I'ma use, Call of Duty. I love Call of Duty. Y'all know I'm a Call of Duty girl, but I do want to play the damn story. I don't want to play with your ass just yet. I want to do the story first. Y'all motherfuckers be jumping straight into the multiplayer and wonder why y'all get burnt out on some of these games. And then the crazy thing is, some of these goddamn games have a fire-ass backstory, but no goddamn story mode. How the fuck does that work? I'm confused, y'all. Like, dear game developers, I want more story-based games. I want more games with content. I'm tired of seeing good-ass games die because y'all lack the content or the time that you put into the game to make the game bomb a one or win game of the fucking year. Signed, sincerely, a female damn gamer. Please, listen to the opinions. Listen to the feedback that y'all are getting. Y'all ask for the feedback and then people give it to y'all. And then y'all fucking ignore it for the fucking crybabies that's crying about buffs and nerfs and all types of other shit. Damn, at least listen to the people that actually enjoy playing the game. Not because they stream, not because of whatever else the case may be. Listen to people that are actually loving y'all games or actually buying and putting money into the shit. I want more story-based games. I want more games that screams, hey, play me, motherfucker. I ain't getting that if all I'm doing is playing I'm running a multiplayer and I'm skipping story mode. I'm not fucking playing. Hello. Anyway, next topic. This topic is near and dear to my heart because my siblings, my brothers, my twin brother and my older brother, they suffer cystic fibrosis. And everybody knows with cystic fibrosis, you don't make it past the age of 14. Luckily for me, my brothers are in their late 20s now, and I'm so appreciative, and I'm thank God for anybody that has cystic fibrosis and you're able to live past the age of 14. Y'all please take this serious and look up cystic fibrosis. It's very tremendous, and it makes me emotional when I talk about it, because people really don't know what cystic fibrosis is, and it's crazy because you're supposed to learn about it, at least, you know, health-wise. If you're in the health field, some of y'all already probably know about cystic fibrosis. But if you don't, I can give you a backstory on it. I'll give you a little synapse on what it is. Because it's really crazy because it affects the lungs. It really does. For people that don't know, cystic fibrosis, it affects your cells, the mucus, sweat, and digestive juices. You know, it builds up. It causes fluid that gets thick and sticky, basically. It blocks your pathway. Make it hard for you to breathe. You know, causes true complication. It can be a cough, lung infection, you know, weight gain, fatty stool, you know, the list goes on. So I feel like people should be more mindful and take heed to when these people tell you about these diseases. Some of these, you can't get rid of cystic fibrosis. There's no such thing as getting rid of it. You have to live with it for the rest of your life. That's one of those things that you have to, you know, take heed to. But I'm grateful for the people that do have it, that are still here willing to tell their story. And I'm grateful for my siblings that do have it. I appreciate y'all. I appreciate them tremendously. But I'm not going to stay on that topic. Next topic, Alaska breaking away. So I heard that Alaska is breaking away, just, you know, because of the ice and, you know, everything with the global warming going on. And I pray that's not the case. Because it's crazy that, things have changed so much. And I'm just hearing stories about, you know, with the whole, you know, Russia and Ukraine. Hearing about them talking about Russia talking about taking Alaska. But they ain't had Alaska in years. So why in the fuck would they do it now? But, you know, so it's like a game of chess basically going on. And I don't want to, I'm not a person that get into politics and all that. So I don't even care to get into that. But I just pray and hope that things shift so that way Alaska does not break away. Because Alaska is beautiful from what I've heard. I haven't had the chance to fly there yet due to, you know, expensive travel and all that, not making time to be able to go. But, you know, I am willing to go soon. I'm praying and hoping that I use my PTO time to go ahead and take that trip because I've been wanting to go. Time is short and life is short. I ain't trying to waste no time saying that I wish I would have did this when I could have did it. But Alaska, y'all hold on, baby. Hope it's still though. Next topic. You know what I find crazy? Getting taxed for two fucking states. I stay in Columbus, Georgia. And I'm getting taxed for fucking both states of Alabama. I work in Alabama, but I stay in Georgia. I stay in Columbus, Georgia. But I'm getting taxed in Phoenix City and Columbus, Georgia. Just because I stay in Columbus, but I work in Alabama. I don't get that. That's why people are like, oh, take a job, this job over there in Alabama, or take this job. So, what? So I can get taxed from two fucking states? I think Georgia and Alabama are all the motherfuckers that do that. I don't understand that. Why? Why does it matter that I stay in Columbus but I work in Alabama? At that point, I might as well not go, because if I ain't going to have the gas to go to this motherfucker every day, then why in the fuck am I going to let myself get taxed from two fucking states? To each his own, though. I don't knock if you do it, but it's not for me, baby. I can't get taxed in two states. I can't do it. I was working in Alabama, but I don't work in Alabama no more. I'm back working my full-time job. That was my second job that I had. But anywho, y'all be mindful when y'all take these jobs and actually look at y'all pay stubs and see if y'all getting taxed for two states or not. Because some people don't even think to take that into credibility or take that into mind that they're getting taxed for two fucking states. But without further ado, the last and final topic, loans and grants. I swear to God, I do not understand why when it comes to loans and grants, it's like you're picking fucking teeth to get a loan. Baby, I'm getting a loan so I can help pay a fucking bill. I didn't know I was going to get harassed from Timbuktu to here because you want your money. Bitch, I don't got the money if I came to you for the fucking loan. What money do I got? I came to you for the loan. Granted, yes, I am going to pay it back whenever the due date comes, but if I don't have the money, it's not like you're going to credit me a month for not having the money, because guess what you're going to do? You're going to hound me till I pay the motherfucker. And some of these grants are hard to get to because whether they want to admit or not, they have so much criteria and stipulations that they want you to go through that you can't even get the motherfucking grant. You get denied, especially with loans. Loans, someone says, oh, we just doing a soft credit check. We're not going to... Baby, that shit shows up on your fucking credit. I don't give a fuck what you're talking about. I done seen it. I looked at it. I look at everything every day. My emails, my credit, all that shit. That shit do be on your credit, bro. And it don't fall off right then and there. So be mindful when y'all get these loans and grants, because these people are so fucking picky. They act like the money's coming out of their fucking pockets. It's not coming out your pocket, so what's the fucking problem? Just be mindful, y'all. And also, I will be dropping another episode in probably the next couple days. If not the next couple days, I'ma go ahead and draft my next topics up for the next podcast episode. And I will be back next Tuesday, because it will be dropped and published on that actual date. Every Tuesday, y'all, look out for the podcast. If not every Tuesday, then every Thursday, I will be posting the episode. So y'all look out for it and stay tuned. Love y'all. Peace.